Welcome to the Hollywood Bandstand, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Anson bringing you a program of music you like on wax, especially prepared for the United States Marine Corps. The King Cole Trio is our first musical ensemble, as they furnish background for the King to sing, "You Call It Madness, But I Call It Love."
I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm dreaming of. And now you call it madness, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above, and now you call it madness, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating, for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, so I am pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What were you thinking of? For now you call it madness, but I call it love. Plaything out of romance, and what were you thinking of? For now you call it madness, but I call it love. The
late Glenn Miller established one of the most superlative orchestral styles of all time, and left many arrangements on wax for posterity. Here's one of the best of them, the Glenn Miller platter of In the Mood.
Thank you.
This is Bill Anson bringing you music you like from the Hollywood Bandstand, sponsored by the United States Marine Corps. The assurance and self-confidence with which he tackles any job, no matter how tough, and gets it done, the ability to stand out with distinction in any crowd, are a part of the heritage of every Marine. Perhaps Margaret Whiting had some handsome leather neck in mind when she recorded this old favorite, Can't Help Loving That Man. We have a Harry James number for a curtain closer, but before we get into that, here's something I'd like you folks to do for me. More than 500,000 men and women served as Marines during the last war. Most of them are veterans now, but they still have a warm place in their hearts for their buddies and for their Corps. If you know any of these people, I'd like for you to spread the word to them that they can still be a part of the Marine Corps while continuing their civilian pursuits without interference. They'll have the same rank as held upon discharge, with opportunities for advancement, and they can learn about the latest military and naval developments. But the main thing is the fact that if our country should ever need them again, they would still be Marines. This might not mean much to you, but just tell some civilian Marine about it and see how quickly he heads for the nearest recruiting station to sign up with the Marine Corps Reserve. Now for that curtain closer I promised you, here's Harry James, trumpet and all, and The Flight of the Bumblebee. Harry James, a mighty fine rendition of The Flight of the Bumblebee. Very good, Harry. Very good. This program from the Hollywood Bandstand was prepared especially for the United States Marine Corps and featured music you like on wax. This is Bill Anson thanking you for being with us and reminding all civilian Marines that even though your tour of active duty has ended, you can still serve in the Marine Corps Reserve.